All six council members voted against the ordinance introduced by Matherly after a strong show of opposition by local tourism and hospitality industry representatives during a public hearing on the measure.
Bottom line, vote no tonight, please.
Kathy Hedges is board chair of Explore Fairbanks, formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she's worked in the travel industry for 30 years. She and 10 others spoke against the ordinance during the hearing because they said it would increase the targeted tax, which harms a single industry, in this case, tourism.
Right now, the decision you are looking to make is it appropriate for us to tax one segment over the other? It just happens to be you're looking at the visitor industry.
It makes us less competitive. Every dollar that we charge more than anybody else as a destination makes us a less competitive destination.
Lloyd Husky is general manager of Candlewood Suites, one of a handful of newer hotels in town. Husky says the tourism or hospitality industry might have supported the proposed bed tax increase if its revenues would have been invested in something that would directly benefit tourism.
If this was going to, you know, a convention center or more towards Explore Fairbanks, there might be a little bit more amiability to this.
But the ordinance instead was intended to help the city pay for a growing demand for services that's outpacing its usual sources of revenue. That's why Peter Stern says he supports the ordinance. He was one of two people who spoke in favor of the measure.
The city has cut the budget level of public works for road maintenance and winter maintenance to a point where it's becoming extremely difficult to get good service out to the residents.
The city already gets a little more than a fifth of the revenue raised by the 8% bed tax, but Matherly says the city needs additional revenue because state funding through such programs as community assistance has been shrinking.
I think it's going to go down to nothing. And just 12 years ago, we were getting $2 million a year, and now we're down to about $500,000, $400,000.
The mayor says he's attempted to raise revenue through other means with no success.
2 years ago, I put an increase in the property taxes on the ballot. I got roundly hammered for that, and it was turned down by the voters.
Matherly's ordinance called for incrementally increasing the tax from the present 8% to 10.5% in 2021. The measure would have given the city all the additional revenue raised by those increases, an estimated $600,000 this year, growing to $1 million in 2 years. The mayor suggested that revenue would help pay for, among other things, additional police officers, who could in turn help reduce panhandling and harassment of tourists downtown by inebriates and homeless people.
What will hurt tourism is public safety and the issues we're having around public safety in downtown.
The council members acknowledged the need to raise more revenue, but cited concern over the ordinance's impact on tourism. Some, including Valerie Therrien and June Rogers, faulted the mayor for failing to follow up with the council after it decided in December to delay consideration of the ordinance, which the mayor introduced in September.
Unfortunately, we didn't have any more work sessions with regard to this. We just waited till now to make a vote on it.
After the vote, council members agreed to begin work in the coming weeks on other ways to generate additional revenue. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.